How are we supposed to go about determining what service is? Service, my friends, is an extremely difficult task to perform effectively. It is necessary first to define the objectives of true service in order to understand how one may serve. There are two classifications under which all services may be divided. The first classification includes those services that are of a transient or unlasting nature. These are the services that you perform in your daily activities for your fellow man, and they are truly services. But there is a test that may be administered in order to determine whether the service performed is of a transient or unlasting nature, or whether it should fall into the second classification, which includes all services of a permanent and not transient nature. The test is to determine whether or not the service is of such a nature to cause spiritual growth for the one served. This, my friends, whether it is known to the individual or whether he was forgotten, is in truth his only real objective. The people of your planet are, for the most part, in a state of ignorance with respect to their real objective, which is the evolvement of their spiritual awareness. This, then, is what must be served if the second classification for service is to be met. Each of these two classifications are desirable, and we would like to perform for the people of your planet acts which would be classified under both classifications. However, since we are aware that the second classification is by far the more important of the types of services that may be performed, it is necessary at this time to postpone performances of services of a direct way, to aid in a physical or more transient nature. We are quite fortunate that we are able to act as we are doing now, to provide the people of this planet with information that they may use in order to augment their seeking in a spiritual sense. 62, 89, Chapter 5, A Solution to the Mystery of the UFO. Fragapati said, "Quick, now, seize the goal, go forth practicing thy light for others, and it will grow, giant-like." And Hope was strong in faith, almost mad with the delight of such wondrous change. And he rushed forth, commanding, "In the name of Jehovah," raising up hundreds and thousands, even as he had been raised, crystallizing. 63, Love is mental or spiritual and can be done with your thinking. Love through your thinking is the only way. Outward expressions of your love do not mean anything unless they have love and the thinking behind the expression. 64, The reason for life in the physical sense is to experience service. For this is very effective in creating a deep and complete understanding of the Creator's plan for the creation. In this plan was the concept of service. Through his love, he instilled in each of the parts of this creation the desire to serve. This desire to serve is within everything that exists. It is within the planet that you walk upon. It is within the vegetation, the atmosphere itself. Everything about you exists to serve. And unless an entity becomes involved too deeply in thoughts generated as an action of his freedom of choice, he will maintain his awareness of his desire to serve, as does the vegetation upon your planet, as does the atmosphere that you breathe, as do we of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator. 65, This is really your purpose, service to your Creator and your fellow man. 66, For know ye all, that whoever aspireth to me shall come to me, but the nearest way for many is round about. Ye being above grade 50 are already more to me and for me than against me or from me, and in equal degree are cast upon your own responsibility. For such is the light of my kingdoms, from the first to the highest, to the child, no responsibility, to grade 25, 1/4, to 50, 1/2, 2, 90, Chapter 5, A Solution to the Mystery of the UFO. 75, 3/4, but to the emancipated in my Aetherian realms, responsibility not only to self but to all who are beneath. Wherein my highest worlds are responsible for the lowest, being bound unto one another through me for the resurrection of all. In this day am I come to deliver my gods down to the earth, to walk on the earth with mortals, raising them up in my name. 67, You have desired our presence, and we are with you. We are of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator. We are always with those of the people of this planet who desire our presence. This is our service to the people of this planet at this time. This is our technique of seeking. It may seem strange that we would seek through service, but this is our understanding of seeking. It is stated in your holy works that it is necessary to seek in order to find. We have found many ways of seeking. One of these is to serve your fellow man. And this is our form of seeking at this time. We are seeking understanding of the Creator. For this is our desire. We are seeking this understanding through service. Through serving our fellow man on earth, and aiding him in his desire to understand the Creator. And through aiding him, and fulfilling his desire, we aid ourselves in fulfilling our desire. For in doing this, not only does man on earth perhaps learn more of this creation and the Creator, but also we, for it is a law of this creation that only through service, may one be served. In serving others, we serve ourselves, as even does man on earth. For this was the original idea that generated the entire infinite creation. The idea of mutual service. The idea of mutual understanding. And the idea of mutual love. This we are bringing to man on earth, an understanding of that is within him, an understanding of that which created him, an understanding of our service and the need for his. It is unfortunate that there are so many that do not understand the true principles of this creation. We are attempting to help them realize this truth. It is within them, and this is our service, to help them find what they desire to find, the realization of the thought that generated not only them, but all that. 91, Chapter 5, A Solution to the Mystery of the UFO There Is, and the Thought that Provided that All that There Is. Act in such a way to serve all that there is. 68, We wish to help you find the Father and His blessings as we have done. Sharing with others is one of the great pleasures of life. You will never know great happiness until you can share the love of the Father with someone else. 69, We are all one, beloved ones, and to serve others is only to serve yourself. 70, The ideals of both our churches and our statesmen are very much in line with the Space Brother philosophy of service to others. It is just that on earth, we seldom manage to put these ideals into action. Missionaries and diplomats alike want some return for their service. Indeed, the UFO concept of foreign aid is a revolutionary one. 92, Chapter 6, The Development of Man. According to the communications from space contacts, man on Earth has something to learn about long-forgotten abilities. According to some of these communications, we all should be able to work miracles. The problem is diagnosed as being the atrophy of Earthman's basic mental muscle. Therefore, we see a lot of contactee material on how to regain the natural abilities which at present we now call psychic or paranormal. Their general attitude is that this mental muscle is not synonymous with the intellect as we know it. Instead, it is a process whereby the basic personal consciousness or vibration of the individual is strengthened through expanding the awareness in an intuitive or non-thinking sense. This process is achieved by means of very simple mental exercises and then is distilled by what you might call the subconscious. The mental exercises have to do with daily meditation. Much can be said for the magnificence of silence, for in silence one may hear the musical voice of God. Listen just for a moment and feel life as it exists. Look into your brother's eyes and see the love of God in the reflection. Don't look up for God, look in. For it is within each man that he exists with powers unlimited. 1. It is necessary, in addition to practicing this form of meditation, for you to become aware of the original creation, and not creation of man. Pay attention to that which is natural. Become aware of it. People of your planet are not aware of the original creation. They have created a very false illusion. Therefore, they are not in awareness of reality. If you think that you are totally aware of the original creation at this time, then you are mistaken. For, if you were, you would see us, for we are part of the original creation. There is a technique for increasing your awareness. This technique will be given to you a little at a time, so that you may employ each step. The first step will be to seek to understand each thing that you see that is a portion of the original creation. Take these things one at a time, and consider them in detail, and try to establish in your mind a totally detached understanding of them. 93, Chapter 6, The Development of Man. If this part of the creation happens to be a leaf, then study it with care. Become aware of it. Do not rely on old impressions. Develop an awareness of each thing. This will be the first step. This instrument receives my thoughts, and relays them to you. These thoughts are not my exclusive property. They are the thoughts of an entire creation of our infinite Creator. It is not necessary for this instrument to be used for you to know these thoughts. They are available to all people in all places at all times, for they are the thoughts of the Creator. And these thoughts were meant for all of mankind, in all places. These thoughts are the thoughts with which the Creator created us. These thoughts are very simple. They are a simplicity that is unique, for they are the very foundation of the creation. This is what we are attempting to give man on earth, this original thought. This is what he needs at this time. This thought can only be approached using pure language. It is not a common concept among the people of your planet. This is the reason for their difficulties. The Creator never imagined difficulties in his creation. They are the product of man's erroneous thinking. 2. Meditation begins with a simple increase of awareness of the natural world around you. As you move down the corridors of time, let your awareness grow. Observe the beauty that lies about you, observe the handiworks of your Creator in his creations. Observe nature in the raw, in your plant life, your animal life, and then peer into the heavens and truly see the great works. Observe closely, allow your consciousness to open wide and really take in the beauty that lies therein, and soon a realization will begin to dawn in your consciousness of the true greatness of creation. 3. It is important that we see the beauties of creation and begin to catch glimpses of the creative consciousness behind it. We recognize that the ability to sense these qualities of life is the direct verification that these properties exist within ourselves. Otherwise, we could not respond to their qualities. It is only by mutual resonance that we experience. 4, 94, Chapter 6. The development of man. Thinking is not something one does. Thinking is the act of becoming aware of what already exists. One does not try to think to become aware. One only has to remove his own thoughts and the universal mind rushes in to fill the void. 5. It is evident that all creations throughout this infinite creation are the works in either a direct or indirect sense of the Creator of us all. It is unfortunate that the people of this planet are unaware of the principles that were provided for the extension of the principle of creation. Our Creator provided each of his children with abilities quite similar to his own. Each of you has within you these abilities. They are not possible to be removed. They are within all of the children of the Creator, and will always remain with them. It was so designed by our Creator. He wished for all of his children to have and to use the abilities to govern and mold their environments at will. Unfortunately, the people of this planet have forgotten the principle that was within each of them. It is only necessary that this principle be remembered for each of the children of our Creator to fully manifest them. The teacher that was known to you as Jesus was able to use many more of the abilities than the people of this planet. He was no different from any of you. He simply was able to remember certain principles. These principles are not at all complex. They are very simple. And an understanding of these principles is what we of the Confederation of Planets in the service of our Infinite Creator are attempting to give to the people of this planet who would desire them at this time. These principles are not necessarily of an intellectual nature. They are of extreme simplicity, and may be realized by anyone at any time. It is only necessary that you avail yourself to our contact through meditation in order to begin to re-realize that which is rightfully yours. The truth of the creation and the truth of your position in it. Unfortunately, on this planet there is what we might term as interference. This interference occurs because of erroneous thoughts that are manifested in most of the areas of your planet. These erroneous thoughts are of a nature so as to cause a problem in the realization of truth. 95, Chapter 6. The development of man. These erroneous thoughts must be totally obliterated from the thinking of an individual if he is to be successful in returning to the original thinking with which he was created. We have attempted many times to suggest to you that this original thinking is one of total love and brotherhood. This is not enough. It is very difficult for the people of this planet to understand these concepts in an intellectual way. They have for a very long period of time been mentally conditioned by erroneous thinking, so that they cannot easily become intellectually aware of the principles that are simplicity and truth themselves. It is therefore suggested that the intellectual mind be circumnavigated, and the principles be directly communicated to the soul or spiritual mind through the mechanism of telepathic impression in a non-intellectual or a conceptual sense. This we have found to be highly effective with respect to any attempt to get from an intellectual thought to a deeper understanding and awareness of the truth of the principles of our infinite Creator. It is for this reason that we have asked that the individuals who wish to understand these truths avail themselves in daily meditation, so that these impressions may be analyzed by them at a deeper level, and therefore a true and complete understanding be arrived at. If this process of daily meditation will be continued, then each of those who avail themselves to this will find that they begin to become aware of things about them in a new sense, and that they find that they begin to appreciate the true creation in a greater and more beautiful way. 6. Pluck from your mind all resentment, fear, hate, anger. Leave not one stone unturned to take these things from your mind and close the door tightly against them, for where these things exist, the seeds of truth do not grow well. 7. As our world is bathed in the violet frequency, only truth will be able to exist, all falsity will fade away of its own accord. That which has blinded man's eyes to reality will pass away before the pure violet fire, like fog passes away before the dawn. 8, 96, Chapter 6. The development of man. So meditation is a process of becoming aware of the creation about us in a new way, of quieting the preconceived and negative impressions of our world and letting the higher reality of the true creation take its place in our conscious awareness. This is decidedly not an easy thing for most of us to do. It is very difficult for man on this planet to look about him and realize the truth for what it actually is. He has been conditioned, through his thinking and through the thoughts of others, for a very long period of time, to see things as they are given to him, rather than as they really are. The way that they really are, my friends, is extremely simple. This simplicity is within each of the children of the Creator. Each of them possess all of the knowledge that was the original creation. It is only necessary that they avail themselves to that knowledge. And this is very simple. It is done through the process of meditation. When this is done, all the truth and beauty of the original creation become apparent. And then it will not be possible for the individual to be fooled by the illusion. He will not see his fellow man in any form but perfection, even though within the illusion he has been taught to disdain. This was not planned by the Creator. The Creator only planned that each of his creations should express itself in any way that he chose. This, my friends, is perfection. If man on earth could only realize this, he would once more think in total harmony with the original creation. This may be done on an individual basis. It is not necessary that this be understood in an intellectual sense, or by anyone else than the individual endeavoring to reach this understanding. This has been demonstrated upon your planet before. The man most familiar to you having demonstrated his understanding is known to you as Jesus. He made the simple realization, and then demonstrated it by his activities this understanding. It was not necessary that he be understood by his fellow man, for it is impossible to force externally upon another individual this understanding. It is only possible that this understanding be attained from within. But yet this man demonstrated this understanding, pointed out a pathway, a guidepost for others, so that they too could find the original creation, and once more lead themselves from darkness to light. For light, my friends, is eternal and infinite and real. The rest is illusion. Go within. Become aware of reality. It is within each of you. 9, 97, Chapter 6. The development of man. It is not in complexity that we find the Father. It is in simplicity that we find him. 10 Contactees who are members of the different cultures of Earth receive messages about the spiritual leaders in their particular culture. In our Western culture, the messages most often relate to Jesus. This man known to you as Jesus was born into the physical upon your planet. He was able to realize the truth of the creation, and then he was able to demonstrate this truth to those about him. This man came into the physical on your planet as have many teachers in the past. Each of these teachers came into the physical for the purpose of serving the people of this planet. However, it was up to them to carry out this service. Each of them did it in his own way. This is within the limits of our understanding of the intent of our Creator. These teachers were limited by the same conditions that each of you and that each of all the people on the planet experience. The people of this planet have misinterpreted the meaning of these men. The people of this planet are at this time misinterpreting the meaning of the man known to you as Jesus. His purpose in his life was to demonstrate that it is possible through an awareness of the Creator's truth to experience what the Creator planned for each of us. This man worked what was called miracles. These were truly miracles to those who thought of them as miracles, but this was given to each of the Creator's children. He was simply demonstrating the result of thinking in the original way as planned by our Creator. He was also demonstrating that it is possible for anyone, at any time, to demonstrate this type of thinking, and therefore, the abilities that accompany it. Unfortunately, the people have very much misinterpreted this man's life and teachings. He was attempting to provide an example of understanding so that each of the children of the Creator could seek the same understanding. This is the task of any teacher upon this planet or any other place in the creation. This is our task at this time. 11. This man Jesus taught brotherly love of one another, and love of the Father. Through his understanding of the Father and his creation, he, 98, chapter 6, the development of man was able to demonstrate miracles, as you call them. These were not miracles but normal, natural things that man can do when he realizes his kinship with the Father, and expresses this love of the Father. All mankind are the sons and daughters of the Father, not just one. We respect and love this man Jesus because he, out of many, was able to realize and demonstrate his true relationship with the Father, as all peoples of this planet are capable of doing if they would but learn the truth. 12. There was a teacher once known to you as Jesus. This man had desire. His desire was to serve his fellow man by demonstrating a knowledge of the Creator's love. Through this desire he accomplished things that you know as miracles. This man had true desire. It is only possible to achieve true desire by initiating this yourself. If you are able to initiate a desire that is a true desire, then you will achieve what you desire, just as the man known to you as Jesus achieved what he desired. He achieved what he desired because he desired to serve his fellow man in a way that was in harmony with the desires of the Creator, for he realized his unity with the Creator. 13. The Master known as Jesus, then, was demonstrating the understanding that he was one with the Creator. His vibration thus came into harmony with the vibration of the creation, a vibration of total love. This vibration of the Creator was understood by him, and he desired that we understand it also. Haton speaks to us also on this theme. At this time I wish to speak to you upon our understanding of truth. We could give to you many things. We could tell you of many mysteries that would interest you. However, we consider that it is first necessary to first provide for the peoples of this planet a simple truth, that is in reality all that anyone in this creation needs to know. After this truth is understood, the rest of the mysteries vanish, for this truth is the key to a total understanding of creation. This truth is the pathway to all truth. I shall at this time speak upon this truth. I and my brothers, who are with me in the name of the Infinite Creator, understand a simple truth, that is the important concept in this creation. This simple truth is that the creation is one thing. Everything that you can imagine, everything that you can see, everything that you cannot see, all that there is one thing. 99, Chapter 6, the development of man. This is not realized by most of the people of this planet at this time. Due to this, they are experiencing conditions that they do not desire. It will be necessary, if an individual is to find the pathway that he desires, for him to realize the truth of this simple statement: there is no separation. Separation is an illusion. All things are one thing, the creation. To affect one part of the creation is to affect the creation. We are here to aid the people of the planet Earth, but we are here to aid ourselves. It is impossible to give service to others without serving yourself. For you and those whom you serve are the same, You are 1.14. Man continually progresses up the ladder toward perfection, and though a rung may break under the weight of his many errors, still his goal is to reach the top and oneness with the Infinite Father. 15. I am Oxl. My friends, this is of no consequence, for I am the Creator. Yes, my friends, you are listening to the voice of the Creator. You hear the voice of the Creator each day, my friends, as you go about your daily activities. It is only necessary to recognize it. As you meet your fellow man in your daily activities, as he speaks, then you hear the voice of your Creator. Birds singing in the trees, my friends, speak with the voice of the Creator. The very winds that blow through these trees speak to you, my friends. And this noise that you hear is the voice of the Creator. For his expressions are infinite. It is only necessary that you hear and see these expressions. And then when you hear and see them, it is then necessary that you understand them. To understand that these are the Creator. This is what is missing upon your planet, my friends, the simple understanding that all of these things are the same thing. They are the Creator. This knowledge is self-evident. It does not require a complex analysis. It does not require that I prove to you that what I am saying is true. Truth, my friends, speaks to you. It is all about you. It is the Creator. It is only necessary for you to recognize this, totally, with no reservation, and then you will think as the Creator thinks. For there, 100, chapter 6, the development of man Creator recognizes himself. And there is no part of himself that he does not accept. For it is him, and he is one thing, the creation. It is impossible to separate yourself from the creation. It is impossible to isolate yourself from the creation. You are it, and it is you. And all its parts speak to you, saying, be of the creation. It is only necessary that man on earth listen to this voice, and then understand its words. Understand and then demonstrate this understanding, and then man on earth will take his rightful place with those of us who roam through this infinite creation. For this is our privilege. And this is your privilege. For we are all the same thing. We are love, and we are light. 16. All of the children of the Creator throughout all of the universe, all of this infinite creation, my friends, are truly seeking only one thing, whether they realize this or not. They are seeking understanding, for this is all that is necessary. For once this understanding is accomplished, then all things are possible, for this is the way that the Creator designed it. This is the way that He provided. It is only necessary that you realize this. It is only necessary that you demonstrate in each thought this realization. And then, my friends, you and the Creator are one, and you and the Creator have equal power. For this is truth. Each of us is the Creator. 17. For I can only be, through you. 18. As you serve, remember each and every one of your fellow men is deity. Think of each one that you meet not as this man or woman or child, but that each one that comes before you is the Father in essence. If you would think on earth of each one as part of the Father, with due respect in that degree, then the earth's problems would dissolve instantly. 19. Man is limited, but God is unlimited, infinite, expressing in all men, all forms. 20. 101. Chapter 6. The development of man to see the Creator in every man is a beautiful idea, but exquisitely difficult to accomplish from day to day. Yet the Confederation contacts say that this message of love and brotherhood is the only reason they are here. They truly want us to have this truth before us. They do not seem to care whether we believe that they are who they say they are. They care only about getting the message of love out to those on earth who want to hear it at this time. Earth's last mile. We sad. 21. The UFOs are orbiting your planet in answer to the many prayers for help from your population of many beliefs, colors, creeds, races. We would not come to the aid of Earth unless there was a call for help on a mass scale. 22. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator have used this method of contact in many, many places, with many, many people. Upon your planet at present, there are people in almost all areas that are receiving our communications. There are many of these people who do not understand what is happening to them. They do not understand who we are, as do you. They simply receive communications. The reason they have no idea who we are is that they have no concept of people coming to them from the stars. This is unimportant.